Hello and welcome to the DME Interns Podcast. I'm your host, Serena Aguilar, and I hope you will join me in learning about the DME interns, what they do, and what they hope to do in the future. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode featuring Isabel Mahone from the podcast team. Isabel works as a transcription intern for the Born the Battle podcast and helps with the America 250 project as a writer. She is a sophomore studying international affairs at George Washington University with a concentration in security policy. How are you doing today, Isabel?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Snow and weather and cold. I don't really it.
No, not a fan either. It's also incredibly windy in DC at the moment, so staying inside for now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of a clumsy person. Ice doesn't mix well with that.
No, not at all. No, I mean, they've got rid of most of the ice here, so I think I'll be safe to head out like later on if I want to.
That's good. We don't need anybody falling on their butts today. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you do on the podcast team.
Yeah, so my main role, I joined as a transcription intern for the Born the Battle podcast. I know Paulina spoke about that in her episode as well. So basically, at the moment, what we're focusing on is converting old transcripts to plain text files. So I'll take an old one that an intern like a year or two ago completed. I'll listen to it, edit it, reformat, and then put it into the plain text file. Sometimes we get new episodes, and for those we get like a software that produces kind of a rough draft. We edit it and make that kind of coherent. And then other times there are episodes that just don't have a transcript at all. And for those we just have to like sit down for quite a few hours and just listen to it and do word for word like manual transcription. So that's like the main aspect of what I do. I also work on the America 250 project. And for that, I am a writer. So I take unused Veteran of the Day articles and I try to make them like more personal because that's kind of the idea of the America 250 project, kind of telling their stories. So I'll add quotes or start from scratch and just tell the story of different veterans. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, I remember Paulina kind of talking about how difficult some of the transcripts can be just with especially the old ones.
Yeah, and there are episodes where there are multiple people and sometimes it's really difficult to tell like who's speaking, especially at like round table episodes where people are like jumping in on different topics and you just kind of have to like guess who's speaking sometimes and like listen to it over and over again.
Well, noted for any future podcast episode where we have a roundtable discussion. I'll try to make your guys' job as easy as possible.
Yeah, it's always easiest if there's like a video associated with it because then you can see who's speaking. Those ones are fine. But when you can't like see who's speaking, it's anybody's guess. So yeah.
Noted. Thank you for that advice. So can you talk about like a favorite project of yours, whether it was like a certain transcript that you had to write or a certain part of the America 250 project?
Yeah, I would say that probably one of my favorite aspects of doing this internship is with the America 250 cards, we get some really interesting or maybe even like slightly controversial individuals that we get to write about. So I've written some, like recently I wrote one about an individual whose actions were originally credited to somebody else. And then after the event happened, it came kind of became clearer that he was the hero of the situation. So it was really interesting to kind of read all the different sources and kind of follow the timeline of how the story changed. And then now to be able to like put forward his story and be like, he's the hero, like here's what happened. Another one I wrote about a woman named Margaret Witt, and she was instrumental in the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for like sexual orientation within the military. So that was, again, really interesting to read about, and like it feels good to put that story out there. So I would say those are probably my favorite like parts.
Those are awesome stories to hear. I mean, like, just putting out histories of people and, like, the stories of people, the gratification that must come from that.
Yeah, it also, like, it's scary sometimes because, mm-hmm. like, you have to be so careful about, like, getting the facts right. And luckily, mm-hmm. we have amazing fact checkers that take care of that for you. But as I'm writing, you know, the way you word things or the things that you imply can make a big difference on how readers interpret and feel about the story. So there's definitely some pressure associated with, like, telling a big story or telling, like, an important one. And you want, like, the family of those individuals to like it, and then you want, you know, if those individuals are still around, you want them to be able to read it and be like, yeah, like, that's what I did. So yeah,
that is really cool. Do you think you could talk a little bit about, like, how you found this internship, whether it was something that was put out by your school or kind of like something that you found for yourself?
Yeah, so when I was thinking about this question earlier, I was like, this is such a bizarre story, but I was sitting I was sitting in the backyard of my uncle's, like, farmhouse, and all I could hear was, like, cows, right? So just imagine I'm surrounded by these cows, and I'm on my laptop, and I think I was on LinkedIn, and I was seeing, like, all my peers from my old college that I used to go to posting about these internships that they had. And I was sitting there, you know, on this farm, and I was like, wow, I don't have an internship. Like, I need to, you know, I need to up my game. So I started looking on a ton of different websites, and bear in mind, like, the winter before, I put out a bunch of applications for internships for the summer and hadn't even heard back from, like, any of them, which is pretty common these days. I didn't realize, like, not even getting a response. So I was pretty, like, lacking in confidence. And I was looking through government kind of internships or international organizations. And I came across the Virtual Students Federal Service and was completely overwhelmed by the list of all the different things you could apply for. But I was, you know, I looked at it, I was like, this is ideal. You know, the cows were agreeing with me in the background. So I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I didn't have a lot of prior experience that I felt was relevant to some of the like international organization ones, but I have worked kind of in transcription and kind of with like military history in the past. So I saw that there were a ton of projects with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I was like, great, like I think I could maybe like work my way into this one. And I listed the transcription as one of them. And then within like a week, I heard back and I was like, you know, this is great. Immediately put it on my LinkedIn so everyone could see.
I remember trying to figure out, because my plan is going into the Foreign Service. So I think I remember just going onto the Department of State's website and being like, oh, interesting. Let me do this.
Yeah, no, pretty much. I mean, I've had like similar career goals, kind of foreign service or intelligence, that kind of stuff. But they did have some internships related to those. I know you could work in like an embassy, but I figured I probably needed a foot in the kind of government world first. And because I felt I had enough experience to be able to do this, like it's a nice kind of entryway to other government positions or even just getting insight into government organizations.
And building up these kind of skills is just invaluable no matter where you're working. Oh, speaking of skills, what kind of skills do you feel like you've really either gained or sharpened during your time as a transcription intern here, whether that's like soft skills or very technical ones?
Yeah, so I would say one of the biggest skills that I've refined is typing, like speed. I mean, as a transcriptionist, I cannot tell you like how much faster I type now. It's honestly, it still impresses me when I hear my fingers going the speed that they do. But that just comes with the transcription work. With the America 250, a kind of technical-ish skill I guess I've developed is being able to like succinctly tell stories, trying to hit all the main points in a kind of like to the point but narrative way. And that's not something that I was particularly confident doing when I first started. And then kind of going off the confidence in general, I would say is a big skill or quality that I've grown while doing this. Mm-hmm. When I first joined, I definitely felt really timid, and I was always scared that I was like asking the wrong questions or asking too many questions or not responding in like a nice enough or friendly way. But I think now I'm way more confident to be like assertive and know that I don't have to also, I think like women especially, they have the tendency to like respond to things with lots of exclamation points and like, oh no, you're fine, like no worries. But it's nice to feel confident to just say things to the point and be like, okay, I've done this, what do you need from me now? Or like, this looks great, could you edit this, rather than like being hesitant about it. So and that confidence definitely translates into the real world as well. Like, I'm much more confident to just say like, I need this, like, is it possible you could complete this for me? So I think those are probably my biggest takeaways.
Yeah, I love it when people tell me that the internship has like increased their confidence levels, like especially other women, just because exactly what you were saying. A lot of times we're told to, we're either told or like encouraged to be a lot more timid in workplaces. So it's awesome to hear that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and it's interesting that this comes from like a virtual internship as well. I don't think people would associate like social confidence or workplace confidence with something that you can gain from an online space. But I mean, just Slack alone is its own little micro social world, and so learning how to interact through that still has like relevant application to the real world, which is not something that I thought. But yeah.
Oh yeah, and the skills of virtual communication, especially now, just with our current pandemic and how fast technology is progressing, I guess is the correct word. Learning how to assert yourself virtually and still have good communication with your teammates and be a good follower, be a good leader in an online setting is even more invaluable.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, knowing when you need to like ask for help, or like those things kind of tie into teamwork as well. Like if there's a transcription that I can't finish, or there was an example a while back where my computer like updated and in the process of it I lost a complete transcription that took 5 hours, and so old me would have just like freaked out. I would have redone it, you know, probably missed some assignments for school because of it, stayed up way too late. But I was able to be like, no, there's nothing wrong with that, like it wasn't my fault, I'm gonna reach out, ask and see if somebody can cover for me, and boom, it was quickly taken care of. And that's something that's like reassuring, like, okay, nothing bad happened because of that. Like I didn't, you know, I was able to handle it. And that's definitely an invaluable skill.
Yeah, the world doesn't end if you ask for help.
Yes, pretty much. I would say that would be a key takeaway from this internship.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, so if you could talk about like, not to put into any panic on you, but if you could talk a little bit about like future career goals and kind of how the skills that you've gotten in this internship are going to help you with that.
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, I have been interested for a while in kind of the world of intelligence or foreign service or like diplomat type stuff, but it's hard to tell how much of what I think that career is like translates into reality. So I'm kind of currently in the process of being like, is that really what I want? Like, I know that it's incredibly competitive, it's a tough lifestyle to lead, and it takes very particular skills. So while I'm definitely still like interested in it, I probably need to get a taste somehow and speak to more people in that kind of field to understand it better. But I would definitely be interested in working with like an international organization of some kind that works on like a specific like issue. So maybe like transnational organized crime, or like the phenomenon of like child soldiers, working with an organization that has like a specific aim would be, I think, really kind of gratifying. And also with those types of organizations, I feel that you can focus on one subject and achieve more within like a smaller lens. Whereas when you work for like a massive organization that's trying to achieve world peace, it's much harder to see that you're like making progress on that. So I know that I want to be in a position where I can see like progress be made. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the whole point of getting internships and going to college is figuring out what you want.
Yeah, no, definitely. I have a lot of figuring out to do, but I recently transferred colleges. So I'm excited to see like the different opportunities that George Washington has, and I can meet like professors that have jobs in DC. Like the location is unbeatable. I walk down the street completely. And I see like the Pan American Health Organization and the Institute of Peace to my left. Like it's a crazy place to be, but ideal for getting a taste of that world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
So to kind of start wrapping it up a little bit, we've talked a lot about just like various things that come up during internships. I was wondering if you kind of had any sort of advice for people who are applying to internships, because, you know, not everybody has the cows to tell them where to go.
Yeah. I would say if you don't have the cows to tell you which internship to apply to, first of all, follow your gut. I mean, you can, if you read something and it's like sparks kind of an interest in you, there's never any harm in applying. I think it's really important to know that you may put out, like I did, tons of applications and not even hear anything back. And it's really easy to be discouraged because you also don't get feedback to know like how to improve your application. But I would say put out as many applications as you can. Be realistic about like what your experience is likely to get you. Like start small and then build up to, like use those connections and those skills to build up to the thing that you think is your ideal, whether it's an internship in intelligence or in a particular business. You probably aren't gonna be able to shoot like straight for that business. You're gonna wanna prove yourself to get there. So yeah.
That is very good advice. I've never thought about it like that before.
I think there's just like, you know, stepping stones. Mm-hmm. And so many kids enter college and they're like, I immediately need like the biggest, best, most well-known name on my resume. But realistically, like if you're not going to perform well on that internship, it's not going to benefit you. Whereas if you are in a smaller, lesser known internship, but you perform really well, you're going to stand out, and then you're going to be able to use that to continue working forward. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me and talking to me. It's been
thank you for having me.
Of course. It's been amazing to have you.
I've very much enjoyed it.
Good. And thank you everybody for listening in, and I hope to see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we'd really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, my name is Serena, and I hope to see you all next time. Bye!